proclamation number 2513 dated the October 16th, 1942. Prehistoric human beings. Responsibility. Throughout infinitely long periods of time, Earth has evolved such that it can be home to countless living beings and therefore complies with its true task as a place of education for the spirit. During this time of evolution, the living beings still had a different nature. They were more or less akin to the evolving Earth as far as any living being was at all able to live. There were numerous developmental periods, and from a certain point onwards Earth was able to shelter living beings on its surface. However, as Earth evolved, the more these increased in number, and thus the development of Earth's external form advanced as well as the living beings, which were assigned to Earth for the purpose of higher development. It took an inconceivably long time, yet this process of evolution was necessary because the spirit within, on the surface and above Earth, first had to prove itself during the condition of constraint, which the spirit in every work of creation is subjected to. During this time of development, the spirit passed its test and could slowly evolve into a living being. The living conditions were considerably more difficult, but it asserted itself and gradually evolved into some kind of human being, which, however, was completely different from the present-day human being. The being was still constrained, i.e., it acted instinctively. To some extent, it was still guided and did not have its own free will and intellect. Although outwardly the being resembled the human being, it was still on the level of the animal world in every other respect and lived in accordance with divine natural law and therefore instinctively, without consciousness of its actions. This being was not accountable, yet its life was subject to the law of compulsion, motivated by its inherent instincts, which in turn expressed themselves in the beings in accordance with divine will. These living beings were compatible with the primitive conditions of the Earth's surface, but to a certain extent they contributed towards the Earth's development by multiplying themselves and with their unconscious actions accelerated the changes on the Earth's surface, which became increasingly more suitable to shelter more evolved living beings until the first human beings, equipped with free will and intellect, were assigned to live on this earth. They could make use of everything on earth and, instructed by God Himself, live or were supposed to live a conscious life, which was the actual meaning and purpose of their embodiment on earth. However, now the human being was also answerable to God for his actions and thoughts. He had achieved a certain degree of maturity which enabled him to live in keeping with God's will, and in view of this ability he now is also responsible how he used his life, since it was up to him to utilize all his gifts. However, he was informed of the consequences of his life during this incarnation on earth, and thus he is able to make use of his free will. Amen.